Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Minister spokes Mohlapelo uthi akeke antlohela. Yebo angeke akiyeke ngeke akushiye. Uthembisile bazalwane and kuyisithembisa sahlezi phezukwaso kimudimo okuwukuthi uhlezi ekhuluma amaqiniso akusiyena uNkulunkulu. Okumqambi manga. So njengoba nakulolu suku sisazoqhubeka ngale yandaba ye sexual addiction nakuloku siyasho sithi mudimo akasotluheli ukuthi ungene kulologodi noma kulesisigodi okuwukuthi mhlambe usuyithole ungaphakathi kusona. Uyazi ungenile and kuba nzima ukuthi uphume. Uye wachaza ke udokotela last week ukuthi you know uma uaddicted kwinto kusho ukuthi uba a slave kuleyo nto and uma so uyi slave kuba nzima ukuthi uphume. So today siyaqhubeka ke bazalwane ngalendaba and kusase nemibuzo kusase nama comment ukuthi last week asikwazanga ukuthi ke sibe nesikhathi ukuthi siwandlulise kube ne question and then sathembisa ukuthi ke this week sizozama ukuthi ke sibheke kabanzi angithi dokotela
yebo
sisi wami sawona dumela
sawubona
okay
kitenglikai
riteng hey mina no babumutha la hay sathi ay awuse muhle
Shukuthi ngiyathandwa la ekhaya.
Hey, uyathandwa la ekhaya. Phela sibhekele lempahlo oyigqokile le. Sithi yakuphi? Yakuphi yasegana?
Yasegana, ikhente.
Wow. Hey, mina ngambona bazalwane yazi ugqoke le ndwangu yasegana, bayithungile, bayithunge kahle. Sathi ha. Umuhle.
Siyabonga, siyabonga, siyabonga kakhulu.
Amen. And how was church?
Church was good.
Mm-hmm.
Church was good, and as promised, five of the members are attending the worship workshop as we speak.
Wow! And big mele sikhulume nabo ngale kodwa ke hey yabona nje technical issues sasikwazanga ukuthi ke ngixhumane nabo siza ukuthi ke kuhamba kahle.
Hayi but kuhamba kahle.
Yeah,
because babhizi bayathumela ukuthi hey kumnandi la siyafunda.
Amen. 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 Siyabonga. Okay, today ke njoba siqhubeka ngale ndaba ithi ngikunikeze ithuba lokuthi usi unpackele yona ngendlela ukuthi sizokwazi ukuthi si understand sisonke. Today sizobuka lento ngoba iba i cycle angithi. Yes, and uma into kuyi cycle kusho ukuthi lokhu iloku iyaqhubeka iyahamba and iyakhula futhi iya. So asi unpackeke mfundisa ngazi ukuthi mina ngiyibeka kahle uma ngithi sizobuka ukuthi how to break the sexual addiction cycle. Yeah, if ngibeka kahle.
No, ngiyabonga sisi wami. Yeah, today I just thought ukuthi maybe because last week I also kept on saying ukuthi sexual addiction it goes in a cycle.
Yeah.
You know, we start somewhere, we go somewhere and somewhere. So I thought, look, I think maybe for a better understanding, ukuthi sizwisise kahle ukuthi ngikhuluma ngani. And ngasho futhi ngathi with addiction, the more you stay in it, you know, the more engrossed you become.
Yeah.
The more, the darker you go. I think you said something with, you know, ngathi you are in a hole.
Yeah.
You know, the darker the hole becomes,
mm-hmm.
the more you it feels like ukuphuma akuphumeki ingathi ngingene la kungaphungwa khona, you know. But at the same time, the whole idea yakuthi mina nawe sikhulumisane is not to give this addiction the glory.
Mm.
You know, it's not to give you the glory, but it's also not to condemn.
Yes.
I like the fact that you always emphasize that it's about us knowing and us finding help.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And I thought that today, let me focus on that. Because as much as at the same time, I wouldn't want us to trivialize it. Sitating at Indwingan. You know, because abanye abantu bathatha njengento encane, you know, umuntu athi and even ikhash yethu sometimes,
yeah,
you know, ukuthi munna ke selebe wakadincwana, you
yeah.
know, sometimes we will be having things like which man doesn't cheat, you know, if a man doesn't cheat, we'll all be surprised,
yeah,
you know, as if we it is acceptable.
Mm.
And that is not true.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That is not true. We are not meant to stay there in the hole because the blood of Jesus Christ has done it for us.
Yeah.
It is more powerful
yeah.
than any addiction that you can think of, including this very same one.
Actually, ayikho into okumele uthola ukuthi sesibanga ama slave kuyona.
Exactly.
Yonke into ukuthi sigcina singama slave kusho ukuthi it's not a good thing.
Yes, actually, yeah. The scripture that you mentioned, Romans 6, verse 16,
mm-hmm.
it says, you are slaves of the one whom you obey.
Yebo.
So if we choose not to obey
yeah.
the enemy, we are not slaves to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a sexual addiction is like a master, you know, to the ones that are addicted to it. But at the end of the day, you know, it's also about choices. It's also about... It's about obedience.
Yeah.
Who do you choose to obey? You know, and as we go through, and I was listening to Ubabala, Mangakulumange present fathers as well, because, I wouldn't want to go much into it because he has really gone into it. But you find that void, you know, that people have in their lives.
Yeah.
In most instances, that is what addiction tries to fill.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how all these things are so connected.
Connected, yes.
They are all so connected because manje nayi ingani ubaba akekho empilweni yakhe. And because as well, you know, we the incwadi ziyasifundisa ukuthi addiction, it's also so much related to a belief system yakho. Ukuthi yini into ewuyibelivayo ngawe.
Yes.
You know, am I good enough? Am I worthy? You know, all those things, you know, what are other people, the myths, everything. Esiyibelivayo ngawe. You know, it's addiction, if that is faulty, if as a person I believe that I am not good enough, I'll always be looking for something to fill that void.
Mm.
You know, and as he was talking about it, you know, it just, you know, I could just put the dots together.
Yeah.
That those are some of the things that research, you know, attributes addictive behaviors to. You know, that void that is left. But going back to the issue of the cycle, Siswam, Nishida, last week, I'd say the cycle normally will start with the preoccupation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so imcabango yako.
Yeah.
Ushala ucabanga lento le. You know, ayikho enye into ofuna ukuthi uyicabange. You know, your brain, it's so much almost always thinking about where am I going to get a fix. So silana mina nawe siyakhuluma ngapha mina ngiyacabanga ukuthi yo mangisuka la ngiyothola kuphi
i fix.
Yeah, actually nge language yase location bazothi i fix vele.
Yeah.
And you know, when we look at the story saha the rape Yahatama in the book of 2 Samuel. We can, that's one of the other stories. I think last week I alluded to King David and Bathsheba. I'm not sure if I did, but
yes,
if not,
you did.
I think I did.
Mm-hmm.
But you also see it even with the rape of Tamar, you know, this preoccupation.
Mm.
The Bible says, you know, Ammon, that was the only thing that he could think of, which I just want to have my sister. I just want, even if it meant pretending to be sick. So the person will be thinking, that will be the only thing. How am I going to get my next fix? I need a fix. So izoqala lapho. And maybe I should go through them.
Yeah.
And then come back to how do we break them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting again from,
yeah.
Because it's cut to say to as well, it's not that much. And then the person after, you know, thinking about all this, where do I get my fix? Then come the what we would call the ritualization. Ne? What is it, ritualization? You know, addiction is a very a crafty thing.
Yeah.
It's a very crafty thing. A disorder, if I should say. So you find somebody will say, you know what, I am going, if I switch on the TV or I switch on my computer.
Mm.
But because the ritualization, sometimes it starts with, yes, you know, I'm just going to switch on my laptop, but I know bugela lutho. Or I am going to drive down that road. But namhlanje I know tenga if it's about the use of sexual workers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do it. But I'm just going to pass there.
Yeah.
But we all know that if you do that, it increases the urge. So at the same time, you have this preoccupation.
Mm-hmm.
The next step is, because I remember at the same time, especially with us, you know, nobody wants to really to be caught in an addictive cycle.
Yeah.
You know, we always try to break away from it. So you'll find somebody at sea, I'll just open the computer or the laptop, but I'm going to just watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But watching that movie, it creates an appetite for what actually your mind has been preaching you to.
Mm-hmm.
So you are somehow opening that gate. You are opening that door and you are increasing the edge. So we started La Paula City. You know, you are preoccupied.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the ritualization and it.
Mm-hmm.
And after the ritualization, then the next thing, if you are really in the cycle, it will be the actual act. That is the end goal of the preoccupation.
Yeah.
You know, so now you will fall into this trap.
Hmm.
Because it has been occupying your mind.
Your mind.
You have done something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sort of opened kangani.
Yeah.
You know, umnyango kangani, awuvule kakhulu, uvula kangani.
Yeah.
But then ke idimona siliyangena.
Or mhlambe ubheke loyo movie and then bese kuba nale act.
Thank you.
Ebuyisela ingqondo yakho kulento okuthi hlezi I preoccupy your mind.
Yes.
Eish.
Yes. That is exactly what would happen, because
yeah.
A person will say, I'm going to drive down. Actually, you know, I've had like I said that I was involved in a number of workshops, and this guy would say he will say, Lord, you know me.
Mm.
I don't want to do this thing. I'm fool. So I'm going to drive that road. And if it is your, if we are tanda ngempela njengoba uthi we are tanda, let me not find any sex worker on the road. What is the chance?
Hmm.
I mean, you know where you know.
Yeah.
That the chances are high. And that you open that door. But then from there, oh my word, the despair and the guilt.
Hmm.
Because you have told yourself with angsafuna.
Yeah.
So that guilt, that despair, you know, it will normally go back to shame. It will go back to the shame.
Mm.
You know, now you do not deserve God's mercy. You do not deserve God's grace.
So you condemn, Mama.
You condemn yourself.
Yeah.
So much.
Hmm.
You will sit there. You will remain at that phase of guilt, because remember, at the same time, especially if you do not have anyone that is working the journey with you.
Yeah.
Uzotshela ubani?
And imagine most condemn, ne? What I've noticed, ukuthi kuba nzima nokuthola usizo, baring kaStwana baro wayinela.
Yes.
Yes. And then once uyinela, that's when now lento is a
hopelessness.
Yes.
So somebody will say, you know, that guilt, somebody will even go binging. You know what you call binge.
Yeah.
You know, they will just go, because I'm dirty anyway, so why should I stop?
And then babang babatle litsela ya go justify gore, you know what, ke motho nama ina le dilo tsa yona.
Yes, nama ina le dilo tsa yona.
Yes.
And anyway, modimo ke go kopile akere ke tse ka re geketsa maka strata sela se ka bona dise. So lwana go tshwara, you don't care about me.
Yeah.
You don't want me to get out of this thing. Maybe it's not yet time. You know, especially rona bazalwane, you know, we have got so many things that you would say to justify where we are, where we are at. And then, you know, meaning re ithola akere.
Yeah.
You know, u tlo ithola tlhaloganyo e tlo boa gape. And then somebody makes the resolve again. Lord, I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there anymore. So you make that commitment to yourself.
Yeah.
I am getting out of this thing. However, if you fail to get out of it, the cycle repeats itself.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, because the last time I could not, you'll never get the same satisfaction from what you did the last time. Ukuthi uthole the same, that void, at least ungcono nyana. It means you must increase the intensity of whatever that you are indulging in. You have to increase the intensity. So it goes like that. So every time you go through the cycle, and nobody knows how long it takes. For other people, there are people who will say, look, I was clean for like 3 years. You know, I could not think of any, for 3 months, for 3 days, I could not. And then, but then, but the fact that you allowed yourself to think about this, because that is where the trigger is.
Yeah.
The thoughts. Our thoughts are very, very powerful.
Yeah.
Our thoughts are so, so, so powerful. That is why the Bible itself, and that is what I would want to our brethren who are struggling, be aware of your thoughts. You know, and the Bible, in the book of Philippians 4, verse 8, it says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, pure, lovely, admirable, whatever is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such. So, you know, as soon as, you know, you find your mind going to things that you know are not praiseworthy, as soon as your mind starts thinking about your next fix, you know, just start meditating on those things that are good.
Yeah. Waitse gona le ntate o founileng earlier on ne. Are you know, if I think o na bua ka yona taba ya preoccupation ne. Uthi if we are realize ukuthi kunezinto mhlambe esigcwele la engqondweni yakho ezinkho ezingekho right. Lezo zinto zi replace talentu la mudimo.
Thank you.
Yes, thatha lento le, and then bese uyabuka ukuthi izwi likaNkuluNkulu lithini.
Thank you.
And then ugcwalisa your mind ngalokhu izwi likaNkuluNkulu elikushoyo.
Yes.
But you know, when it comes to this thing ye addiction, angeke nje lento yenzakale ngelanga elilodwa. Uthi okay, now my mind ki inahana this thing rike kolintsweng la mudimo. And then you read the word of God and thinking what it goes by magic, and then that thing manje ingqondo yakho izo occupy yini yizwe likaNkuluNkulu. So kusho ukuthi SSM ukhuluma la nge cycle, so angeke I breakeke within a day. So kusho ukuthi kumele wenzeni, kube into okumele uhlezi
persistent.
Yes.
You have to be persistent. You have you have to want to desire it.
Yeah.
And you know, when especially when we come to issue of the resolution.
Yeah.
I think that is where we get it wrong.
mm-hmm.
or where most people would fail. Because I need to uyasitshela wena.
Yeah.
Ukuthi angisafuna ubuyale. Angisafuna, angisafuna. But remember this thing. You can't win it alone.
Yes.
iBhayibheli yasho futhi, even in the book of James, it's confess your sins one to another mm-hmm. so that healing may come.
Yeah.
So addiction, I don't think there is any addiction that you can break secretly.
No.
Ayikho.
No.
And the last week ngikhulume ngendaba yama accountability partners mm-hmm. last week.
Yes.
You have to have someone that walks the journey with you. That you can be able, like Usho Utsi, you know, today I can read the Bible. You know, I can feel Utsi, oh, ngqondo yam, ngathi manje I need the fix. Ngihambe ezwini likaNkulunkulu. Lord, I know that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, I am made in your image.
Mm.
You know, in you, I have got all that I need. Confess the scripture and you find relief.
Mm.
And then, Sasa, we have been eating food u Satan. Uzo chega kuthi na lela lizwi na usalukhumbula na.
Eish.
Uzo buya futhi azo check.
Yeah.
So it is better that if some, and na iBhayibheli futhi yasho, it two are better than one.
Mm.
Because at that point, you know, I might be so, so weak. I might be so, so down. I might be feeling like, you know what? There is no way. There is absolutely no way. I just need to get my fix.
Mm.
But as soon as uthatha iphone uthi yo sis bahle, shame, lento le ya ifikile, yes. If your accountability partner will not only pray with you, but will also ask you what is happening in your life.
Mm.
What is creating the need? Are you too busy at work? What is creating the need? They will help you to reflect,
mm-hmm.
you know, and for the two of you to say, okay, this is what you are going to do. Remember, an accountability partner as well, it's somebody that you are very naked with.
Yeah.
So it should be somebody that is able to remind you who you are in God, but also to hold you accountable.
Yes.
To say, now, who are you obeying?
Yeah.
Who is your new master?
Mm.
Who has taken you away from the presence of God? Who is your new master that is controlling you now?
Mm.
So it should be somebody like that who will not be afraid to ask you, you know, the difficult questions. What are you watching on your laptop? Like making sure last week, especially for things like about porn, mind you, is that maybe they might be very expensive, but there are programs where, you know, you can block certain things not to come on your screen.
Yes, to show good ufuna ukuphuma kulento, uthatha istep esizokusiza. Uyabona lento Paul bekayisho mfundisi. UPaul uthi ngiyenza lokhu engingafuni ukukwenza. I think lento ihambisana nani? Nayo i-addiction.
Yebo.
Because you know ukuthi I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
But ingqondo iyayenza nanoma ungaka act, but already your mind
yes.
isiyenzile lento
lena. It prepares you for it.
Yeah.
It, you know the ushilo earlier on wathi we'll say hey narabatwa nama.
Yeah.
You know, nama. You know, you can't do otherwise you really have to fulfill the desires of the flesh. But we know that the Bible says even upon our desires of the flesh,
yeah,
we have authority over them.
Yes.
You know. But like I said as well, I don't want to condemn, because I have seen people really try.
Mm.
Really try. You know, really try. I knew a lady who would say that she even got rid of her bed and she slept on the floor. You know, like she just put a cupboard on the, you know, a cardboard on the floor.
Yeah.
Because she felt that, you know, ukulala embedeni imenza ukuthi acabange indaba ze sex. So she just said, you know what? I am going to sleep on the floor because when I'm sleeping on the floor, there is no way that inyama yam is ovuka.
Yeah.
So there are people who are really trying. They try.
Mm.
But the thing is that condemnation.
Yeah.
The shame. is what keeps us, and it should not.
Yeah. And this is painful because lento ayenzeki kuphela kubantu bezwe. It also happens la emabandleni bazalwane. So that is why we are addressing le issue. And kubhlungu ukubona that a prayer warrior woman and knowing ukuthi kukhona lento okuthi you know ulwisana nayo. You understand? Kuba bhlungu. That is why uthola ukuthi siba nabantu ukuthi bangama backslider and yo.
Yeah. Because remember the enemy will always accuse you. He yeah. knows things that are done in secret. He knows them.
Yeah.
And when you come before the throne of grace and you have this condemnation already, that shame is all that you see.
Yeah.
Shame, you'll never be able to see the grace. You know, you'll never be able to embrace the grace. You know, when we say that, look, Christ has done it for you.
Mm.
He has done it for you. You know, this is what the Bible says. It says, I'll forgive your wickedness and remember your sins no more. It just becomes that.
Hmm.
You know, because the shame says, look at you.
Yeah.
How long? Oopies.
Hmm.
Utsi. Hey, my sins. I wash them. Wena. Cause. What alelwa lento le.
Hey.
This one you cannot. This thing is just going to kill you. You know, you rather the family ulahlekelwe umuzi, ulahlekelwe umsebenzi. You know, yonke lento le uyaziwa wena konke la, and then the next thing you still can't, or you feel that you are powerless.
Mfundisi, let's try ukuphendula ne imibuzo esibe nayo. And then maybe nama comments ukuthi siye sawathola sibone ukuthi ke mhlambe singagcwalisa sithini kulawo ma comments. Angindlule ngalaqala ngiyabuya uma unombuzo mhlambe ufuna ukuba anonymous and then udinga usizo sikhona sinawe la ukuthi sizosizana kulenkinga ngoba inkinga enkulu and into okungamele uyithathe kancane because iloku ikhula and asazi ukuthi izokhula kuze kufike kuphi njoba umfundisi uye wenza iexample last week ukuthi there was this a person oku ukuthi you know nasemsebenzini bekangasakwazi ukuthi mhlambe ahlale ayenze umsebenzi wakhe uzophuma emsebenzini ayofuna le fix le esikhuluma ngayo so uyabona ukuthi manje so bad kakhulu uma seyikhula ifika lapho so bathi it's better ukuthi into uyivimbe isesencane ngoba uma seyikhulile kuzoba nzima kakhulu and it will cost you ngiyabuya uma unombuzo ungathumela nge WhatsApp ungashayela nocingo ku 012-334-1322
hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM
tune in to hope and inspiration on 657 AM
will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area no problem listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za DStv 882 and OpenView 607 also follow us on our social media download our app and listen to our podcasts Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
0123341322 sifuliwe incinqo umothando ukukhuluma nathi ngalolu daba ungathumela ne mhlambe i text ku WhatsApp noma i voice note ku 0826572729. Mfundisi ngicela silalele le voice note.
Churches whereby young people are engaging in these topics. They are now
Okay, tingiqale kahle ngathi ngiqale la engaqali khona.
Good afternoon, Ozbahle. Thank you. Kale nanona hola this afternoon. You know, sometimes on our spiritual journey I can see that this is a bold step that you took, you know, mentioning the teachings about the sexual immorality, especially to this show at this time around of the day. Osbahle, you know, at this thing of sexual immorality, I can see that now it's in high demand, whereby we need to preach about these things. It is now continuing with many of youth churches, whereby young people are engaging in these topics. They are now discussing about these things. They say it's enough. They heard enough about these things. It's been a while that the church was silenced about these types of activities that most of the people are involved or engaged into. Really, we are also bad. So, la pele limo ruti kadi tutu tse. What's well? Kineti. I was once being invited to another platform whereby nenzeki mameti young people baniba khatatse about the types of masturbation as well as those evil desires that loring they are tormenting the spiritual life samuthu watswa now nakwirileng ho yona ke nakwelo re tswantse re rapele ho bane ke yona ntwele loring ithuba motho individually, emotionally, mentally. And then it's in your life, Yamutu, the spiritual life. I will only take the spiritual life, Yamutu. And then in most cases, most of the Christians, they are scared. Hubuagatsona, or rebatla the intercession, rebatla, what do you call the private sessions. Mueloren, the people could confess about these things, they could pray about these things, they could go without being judged. Or bakabe babe open about these things. We are praying, or more than mudima rituse. Os ba sele ba me di ba radio pulpit what's ba har bala what is this the ona ngwale le le mane ho Timothy moelo reng modimo wa bua ore these things are kind of obvious wa bona le diketso tsentle di obvious hobane one of the speakers hane ke le mono conference mono ola bua are after masturbation hoba le guilt conscience e loring ya etsa hala. So it means your spiritual inner being eba attacked, eba persecuted o gila bona. So it means we are waging a war against it, so it becomes harmful. So that conscience yeo e banteng yo ke yone loring e take control, it is a fear mo motho le judgment within yourself wa bona. Then ke tlo qetella ka o bala lengolo la ko First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9 I think yona if rifumane e bale a tsenana wa bona for the gore under the ibuka the spirituality, the sexual immorality wa bona hona mo murana modimo a re hlalosang teng mono a bua a re we've been bought. We've been purchased with a high price, wabona. So we no longer on our own. So kaba kala mantswa re tlatlame re honore modimo lo re rudumela moya o halelang honka control each and every day. Let us try to confess our sins, let us try to pray ho morena modimo ka tsela tsa pelo tse hlokileng le menahano e hlokileng. Ke lebohile o sibahle e ba letsatsi le monate le ba mamedi ba pulpit. Ke lebohile.
Amen. Yo ukhulume kwagcwala la ubabthokozani kaniti Muruti, this is an attack.
Yes.
And manje into ebhlungu ukuthi into abantu abangakhulumi ngayo.
Yebo.
So you know kuba nzima ukuthi uyilwise into if
ifihlekile.
Yes. Kunomunye futhi la umyalezo noma ngathi i voice note where is it kisismo yeah usismo asizwe la usismo thine
Thobela awusibahle, what a beautiful program and what a beautiful work that Muruti Motha is doing and the foundation yakhe. Siyabonga kakhulu umsebenzi omuhle. Indeed, we encourage gore parents must be present in their children's life. I personally coach a lot of young people and it's amazing how the presence of a father makes a huge difference ka bophelo ba ngwana. And I encourage that even though maybe the starting was not that good, maybe let parents have courage to find a way to mend their relationship le bana ba bona. I mean, even to young people out there, don't be too bitter about what happened in your early childhood because your parents were not there. Find strength to rebuild your life. There is hope in Christ. For the living, there is hope. Keep up the great work, and we really appreciate the great work you're doing, men of God, and your team. And Siswahle, even your voice today is full of passion to show this subject is very close to your heart.
Yeah.
And keep up the good work. God bless you.
God bless you, Sis Mo. Siyathemba ukuthi ulalele la ekhona uBab Motha kamtjali. Ya umsebenzi omuhle ngempela. Asizwe la kuhumuruti Sean Sitlhare.
Good day, Mama Nhlapho and Doctor on studio. This is a very nice topic, Mama Nhlapho, I still say. Now, the doctor, somebody might ask doctor, hore, the devil, he makes this thing so much available to the point whereby he even make it so easy and accessible on social media at any time, at any given time. So now, how do I find myself breaking free from it? I don't know, how do I say to the young person, if you ask me, Ure, now how do I avoid this thing, because now it's so available, it's all over social media, you TikTok, you open it, it's all about it. So uthini doctor de?
Eish. Yeah, uthini doctor?
You know, I like the fact that my brother says the devil has made it so easy.
Yeah,
it's so easily available.
Yeah.
And I think that is why we are seeing a spike. You know, I think in the past it would be difficult or impossible to hear that somebody are gona le ntho go tong ke sexual addiction. You know, it's because it was not so obvious.
Yeah.
But because of social media, it's just so available.
Mm.
I think last week, as I did say, that even our young people, you know, children even, they're exposed to pornography at a very early age.
Yeah.
And I would say that, look, you know, our eyes are a mirror to our souls.
Mm.
You can see it's about choices.
Yeah.
You see this thing is improper. Stay away from it.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Yes.
Run. You know, Bogune, that song, it's
Balega.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And if you are a parent, be concerned.
Yeah.
What is it that your children are watching?
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, be concerned. And I think also the other thing that As parents, as spiritual mentors, pastors, and what we should not be afraid to open those discussions.
Yes,
because with something like sexual addiction, and I will say it again, it's unlike alcohol. It's a way, you know, it's unlike substance addiction, where the impact thereof, it's just visible. It's on the outside. Wonke umuntu uyabona ukuthi yo utshwala la kudlala ngalo baba yazi angakhoni ukuthi ahlale without drinking and what. But with sexual addiction, it could be anyone.
Yeah.
It could be anyone. Both men and women.
Yes.
It could be anyone. It could be that man of God. It could be that woman of God. It could be that worship leader. And they are struggling.
Mm.
And they also don't even know ukuthi na mabeza kuwe bazoyicala kuphi lento le. Bazothini.
Yeah.
Because remember, they are there in that stage of shame where yonke into ngathi, look, you are so dirty that you do not deserve the grace. I think stay away from it. But if you come across one who is seeking help, let's not condemn.
Yeah.
Let us not condemn anyone, because instead, let us reaffirm the fact that, you know, Jesus Christ loves us.
Amen.
He loves us. He loves, the Bible says, you know, he loved us while we were yet sinners.
Mm.
It doesn't even mention what kind of sin we were involved in. The Bible era, even though they can be so red, you know, taba like crimson. You know, he makes them to be as snow, to be like snow. red as crimson, the Bible says it will be like wool.
Mm.
So ahona motho o long hore they should feel condemned and say, you know what, my sins, they are just like scarlet. If you walk in, you know, you are just going to see them. Christ does not condemn us. But I liked what somebody said. He said, come as you are, but that is not the license to stay the way that you are.
Yes.
There is grace, but you need to tap into that grace.
Amen.
You need to believe that God has done it for you.
Mm.
You need to take charge of your thoughts.
Yes.
Take charge of your thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, there's actions that you do. Take wise actions.
Mm.
I get it. It's the same thing.
Yeah. But
you are fighting. You want to get out of this thing. Don't make it somebody else's burden. Uti, you know, somebody's going to be praying for me, or you come and say, you know what, no. You have to fight.
Amen.
Now you must you must put in something. You know, you must sacrifice. You must you must make sure that you take authority. You know, over this sin. Don't allow sin to ensnare you forever. You are not hopeless as a child of God, even though you are dealing with this. There is still God out there who is looking after you, who is just waiting for you to say, come.
Mm.
You don't have to eat lidikulube anymore.
Yeah. Eish, yes, kuye kwaba nenye futhi imessage. Ukubonisa ukuthi lento le, uma ikhula, iba nobungozi kangakanani. Anonymous la uyasho ukuthi I enjoyed the talk. I was a victim of sexual sin and I had gone as far as cyber sex. Ke khala le dintsha.
Imagine.
Sure. This is really bad. God convicted and I struggled haholo ka self-pleasing and I choose to worship God by staying away through the word of God.
Thank you.
Reading the word is key. The word really delivers.
Amen.
Iye ngiye ngazwa ubhlungu kakhulu. Uma kuza kule part yakuthi ifike lapho ukuze ahalelelini. Oh God.
That's what the enemy wants. That's where he wants us to be.
Yeah.
That's where he wants us to be.
That is why bathu kukhona abantu abalala ne lidipudi.
Yes.
Barobala lidi donki and all these things. Iqala kancane. And then bese igcina ila.
Yes. Remember, I said it grows, it gets darker.
Yeah.
So mase ucitile ngokulala nabantu, abanye abantu, uyoya kuphi?
So ufuna manje into engathi I better than
the other. Yes, it will be more exciting. You know, it will fulfill your edge better than what you... Because now everything else no longer gives you the same satisfaction.
Yeah.
Ulala every day. Manje walala 3 times a day. Walala 10 times a day. But it's always been with human beings. Anything new la. Any tolala. Where do you go? You start now exploring even further.
Eish. Mfundisi. It's cut set to, let's continue next week. Asikaka ikhohlwa ngithi leyana, sisazongena kuyo about spirituality and deeper meaning, yocansi of sex. Asibuke next week. Ngiyazi ukuthi umlaleli la beka khona, bekalalela ukuthi ke sizongena kuyona. Let us unpack it next week, bazalwane. Moruti, thank you so much. Utholakala kanjani?
Oh, ubonge mina kakhulu. I said preferably through the email.
Yeah.
Preferably. And the email is mamajoros@gmail.com.
Where did
double I... M-A, jenge gamalam,
no,
mamajoro.
No, no. Oh, okay. It's ini?
mamajoros@gmail.com.
Mamajoro?
S. S for sugar. S for shilobana.
Mamajoro?
S. S, yes.
Or S at
Gmail.
Oh.
.com.
At gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. As pinda slang and futhi next week. Siyabonga lapha ekhaya. Ukuthi ube ngumngani. Sibonga ukuthi ube ngumsizi. Upastor Rayleigh Khodi uzoqhubeka nawe njengoba sikushaye u5 o'clock. Bless you, and we love you. Uthembekile Yesu.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.